Amen. It's good to be here this morning. Amen. I tell you what. I tell you. Amen. We're blessed people.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you, you know, amen, the children of Israel, when Moses was leading them out, Brother Eric, amen, they complained. You know they were a blessed people, amen.
Yeah,
amen, Pharaoh had them captive in there, yeah. Amen, tortured them, amen, making them do all this hard labor. Amen, along came Moses, sent from God, amen, amen, and he delivered them out, amen. They're a blessed people, but yet they still complain.
Yeah,
amen, because they didn't have the best of everything. Amen, things wouldn't go the way they wanted it to. Amen, church, let me tell you something. This life, it is not going the way you want it to. Amen, God has a different plan for you. Amen. Amen, you can get up, you can complain. Amen, you can say, Lord, I just said this is not the one I wanted. This is not how I pictured my life to be. Amen, you're right, because God had a different picture in mind. Amen, church, let me tell you something today. Amen, I consider myself, amen, one of the most blessed people in this life. Amen, I may not have the best of everything. And sometimes I may be in poor health. Amen, sometimes people may get mad at me. And sometimes the old devil may beat me up and down.
Yeah.
But I'm still a blessed people.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Thank you, Lord. Amen. That has nothing to do with the message. Amen. Amen. But I just wanted to throw that out there for you. Amen, church. I'll tell you what. Count your blessings, amen.
Amen.
Every day that I live, I am blessed, amen.
Amen.
I have a roof over my head, I have shoes on my feet, and I've got all the food, amen. You go in my house tonight, amen. You open up my cabinets, there's all kinds of food in there. I've got plenty to eat, and it's not nothing that I've done, but only by the work of the Almighty God, amen.
Amen.
Today,
amen.
Woo! Thank you, Lord. Amen, church. Book of it. Very familiar scripture today. I've never preached this in my life. Amen. So you're going to get a test run today. Amen. The book of Psalms chapter 23. Book of Psalms chapter 23. Some of you may have it memorized. Some may think, we're probably wondering what I'm talking about and where I'm going to go with it. And to be honest with you, I have no clue where I'm going with this. Amen. But the Lord said, preach Psalms 23. Amen, church. I tell you what. It's good to know that we have a shepherd in our life.
Amen.
It's good to know that God is leading us every step of the way. Amen. The Bible says we're going to go through trials and tribulations. Amen. We're going to go through hardships. We're going to go through hard times. And people are going to mock us and make fun of us. They're going to try to do away with us. They're going to try to use us and put us up on a pedestal and just to tear us back down. Amen. But rest assured, there's a shepherd in your life that's here to lead you to those dark times. And rest assured today. Amen. There's somebody there today. Amen. He's got your hand. Amen. And he's taking you every step of the way. Amen. He said, I will never leave you or never forsake you, sister. Amen. I will be with you every step of the way. Amen. That's what a shepherd does.
Amen.
Amen. The shepherd watches over his people, takes care of them.
Right.
Amen. If you ever, amen, I remember I go to sometimes, I go to these houses. You drive by. Amen. You see a fence full of these goats or lambs or sheep, whatever it may be. Amen. If you notice, you get real close. Here comes a big old giant sheepdog guarding people.
Yeah.
Amen. You go anywhere near that fence, Brother Eric, the dude will tear you apart.
Right.
Amen. He watches over his people.
Right.
Amen. God is the exact same way.
Yeah.
Amen. Church down devil sit there and he'll drive by. Amen. He'll look at you. He said, boy, this will be a good time to tear him up.
Yeah.
Amen. To spear him out. Amen. On the other side of that fence. Amen. There's your God waiting to tear him apart.
Yeah.
Amen. Because he watches over us every day that we live.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen.
Woo! Thank you, Lord. Amen. Chapter 23, Book of Psalms.
Amen.
Verse 1. Everybody hang on, put your seatbelts on. Verse 1 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Amen.
He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Amen. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff shall comfort me. Thou preparest the table. Listen to this. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thou preparest me a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely the goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever and ever. Amen. And today, church, let me tell you something. Amen. I think what God's trying to tell us, amen, here today, and though we walk through the hard times, and though we face death head on one day, amen, church, it's just for a little while. The Bible says, oh, grave, where's thy victory? Death, where's thy sting? Amen, church, it's just for a little while. And then we'll get to go home to be with the Lord. And when a verse speaks out to me this day, and the Bible says that He prepares the table for me, amen, in the presence of my enemies, amen, that tells me, amen, when I go in love, amen, I'm sitting down, amen, spiritually eating at a table, my enemies watch over me, but they can't touch me. Thank God. Amen. Those enemies are chopping at the bit. Amen. To tear you apart. Amen. But all that you do to the marriage is sit there and watch you eat. All they can make you get up to that table. All they can make you put down that fork. All they can do is stand and walk.
Amen.
Boy. Those enemies. Amen. Boy, we watch the news. Amen. We watch them enemies. Amen. And let me tell you what the enemies do. Amen. They'll take the prayer out of schools. Amen. They'll take the commandments off courthouse walls. Amen. They'll take the Bibles out of your kids' hands. Amen. They'll take anything they can take. But those are the enemies that we face. But one thing they can't do, Brother Shane, Jesus Christ is still in your heart.
Amen.
They can't go inside you and take it out of you, brother.
Amen.
All they can do is sit back and watch.
Amen.
Woo! Praise God. Amen, church. You know what I can't wait for? Amen, it's the day when God splits the skies wide open.
Yeah.
And they sit back and watch me go home. Woo! Praise God.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing they can do, sister. And they can grab your feet. They can pull your arm. Amen, but nothing will escape the hand of God. Amen.
Yeah.
Woo! Thank you, Lord. All they can do is sit back and watch.
Amen.
Woo! Amen. Sometimes, oh, Eric knows what I'm talking about here. Sometimes me and Eric, hey man, we go eat, brother. Hey man, sometimes I'm sure people sit back and watch us put it down. They can't make us put down that fork, brother. Hey man, they can't push us away from the candy, brother. Hey man, amen. And when they come to church, hey man, we can open that front door out there. Hey man, and when you open that front door, that devil sit back and watch it. Hey man, with those hands on his hips. Hey man, mattering far. Hey man, and right now he's seeing the power of God move, brother Jerry. Hey man, he sat back and watched today. Hey man, the Spirit moved throughout this church house. Hey man, and he sees the movement happening. Have people shout. Have people raising hands. Have tears being shed. Have it all he can do. Amen. Sister, sit back and watch. He can't do a thing to others. He can't shut the church doors. He can flicker lights if he wants to. And by the way, he won't go anyway. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Good preaching. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, brother. The Lord's my shepherd. I will not walk. Amen. Jesus, God gives you everything that you need in this life.
Right, yeah.
Brother was talking about praying for a new house. And then praying for a nice car. Amen, church. And praying for higher pay at your job. Amen, church. If God don't want you to have it, brother, you won't see it. And you'll have the worst house that a man can build. And you'll have the junkiest old car that will ever run. Woo! Praise God, you may go to your child and be told tomorrow that you're making minimum wage starting today. Brother, if God knows what you have, you will not have it.
Amen.
But you know what? I believe God takes care of His people.
Right.
Amen. As long as we live like we're supposed to be living. As long as we're talking the way we're supposed to be talking.
Yeah.
As long as we're walking the walk. God will take care of us.
Right,
I truly believe that today. Amen. I believe He'll take care of you spiritually.
Right.
Amen. Amen. If you need any of these needs in this life, this world has, He'll make you happy.
Yeah.
If He thinks you need it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Boy, so many people today, they're lost in sin today. They're like, you know, brother, I prayed to saints that I need in this life, you know.
Yeah.
I want the best clothes, amen, I can wear.
Yep.
Amen, brother. Amen, my family does well. Well, our family has a hard time. Now I'm talking, this is coming from the mouth of a lost person. I'm hurting this life, and I'm doing without much stuff. And I'm struggling this life. Amen, but you know what? I believe the only serious prayer that God hears is a prayer of repentance. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, church.
That's right.
Amen. I believe the only sinner's prayer that God hears is a prayer of repentance. Amen. And then once you confess your sins, and the Bible says, come to Him in a wild, broken, contrite spirit. And then you come and you kneel at the altar, or at your bathroom floor, or in your trunk, or underneath the house from the shame. And then wherever the God moves you to pray, amen, and you do exactly what He has you do. Brother, that's when God will hear you. That's when God will reach down and help you. That's when God will take you and put you on the mountain. Most important, that's when God will save you.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Bring it on, brother.
Woo! Until that happens. Brother, I only got to hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, that's hard to hear, ain't it? That's a tough pill to swallow for a lost person.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I got Facebook, and I try to use it the best of my ability, church. Come on. Hey, man, I try to use it for God's work. Sometimes I post stupid stuff on there, and I get made fun of. My wife, most importantly, she'll give me a hard time. But, you know, I try to use it the best of God's work. Hey, man, I try to do it for Him. But the one thing, boy, just drives me nuts, Brother Harry. And you see somebody as lost as a ball of high wheat.
Yeah.
They'll get on there, I need your prayers. I've really got this job interview tomorrow, I need your prayers. Huh? Mm-hmm. I'm looking for a boyfriend, can you pray for me? I'm looking for a girlfriend, can you pray for me? Come on, church, I'm closing the house, can you pray for me? Brother, are you saved? I'll pray for that first. Amen, if you want me to pray for you, I will pray that God strikes you wherever you're at. Amen, and calls you to fall on your knees. Amen, and pray that you get saved. Then I'll pray for you. That's not very nice, Caleb. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Hey, man, let's do what God tells us to.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we need to pray and uplift people that are lost. Hey, man, and lead them to Christ and not push them further away.
Amen.
Oh,
amen. Bless them all.
They wonder why things are happening in this life. They wonder why school shootings are happening. They wonder why people, innocent people, are dying. We had one yesterday in California, a veteran's home.
Yeah.
Three people murdered. Cold blood murdered. Hey, amen. The shooter was one of them. Hey, amen. People dead. And they wonder why, what's going on.
Yeah.
God, we don't understand why this is happening.
Yeah.
And God's sitting back. And sometimes God says, you know what? You think you know it? I'll handle it. You think you got it all figured out? I'm going to step out of the way and I'm going to let you take care of it.
Yeah.
Then they wonder why the world is in the shape it's in.
Yeah.
They pushed the shepherd out of the field.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
They pushed the shepherd out of the field. They said, we don't need you to watch over us.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come on. Amen.
Yeah.
They told that shepherd, they told God, we don't need you to watch over us. We're big enough to take care of ourselves.
Right.
Amen. And when God steps out of that field, listen, church, it's about to get good.
Yeah.
Amen. When God steps out of the field and the shepherd is gone, amen, that devil that's driving by that barbed wire fence hops right over and starts tearing them apart left and right. Amen. And this world falls apart. Innocent people are being murdered. Churches are shut down. Amen. Christians are being murdered. Amen. Church, we're being made fun of. Mocked and ridiculed for what we believe in. All because we pushed the shepherd out of the field.
Amen.
Oh. Amen.
Bless your Lord.
You can't serve the devil Monday through Saturday and expect to serve God Sunday. Don't worry.
That's right, man.
Yeah.
It just don't happen that way. You want to listen to the music you listen to in your vehicle when nobody's around? Do it. Nobody's there to watch you. But what we talked about this morning in Sunday school, God knows all things.
Yeah.
He knows that song you listen to. Come on, amen. He knows what the language you're using. He knows all things.
Yeah.
Amen. The shepherd watches over the people. Amen.
Yeah.
He knows everything about you.
Amen.
Inside and out, you can't hide a thing, brother.
Amen.
Because God knows His people.
Amen.
I like this. Listen to this, church. He restoreth my soul.
Right.
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me.
Uh-huh.
I saw something this week that really touched my heart. A man was preaching. Hey, man, he was giving everything he had. You know, he talked about how good the Lord takes care of him and his family. Amen. He gives praise where praise is due. And that's hard to find these days.
Yeah.
It's hard to find somebody that gives praise where praise is due.
Yeah.
They take self-credit. Amen. I've got this because I worked hard for it. I go to a church, amen, because they don't make me feel guilty for anything I do. Mm-hmm. When they preach, I don't feel convicted, so I'm good to go.
Yeah.
Amen. But you know what? I think about all the hardships that people went through in this Bible.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm talking about Daniel.
He didn't stay in that lion's den. I'm talking about Jonah didn't stay in the whale's mouth.
Yeah.
Come on, church.
Amen.
I'm talking about Jesus didn't stay in it too.
Right.
Brother, guess what? One day we're not going to stay here.
Yeah.
Amen, church. When God calls the number, we're out of here.
Yeah.
And we're gone. Amen. This world can't hold us down.
Yeah.
Amen. The devil can't hold us here.
Yeah.
Amen. When God says it's time to go, brother, pack your bags, travel. We're gone. Amen.
Yeah.
And there ain't no looking back.
Yeah.
Right. Grave, where's thy victory? Oh, death, where's thy sting? Sure, we're going to lose loved ones along the way. Yes, sir, Reba, we are. As the word of Brother Bledsoe, amen, he's here. Yes, sir, Reba, we're going to lose family and friends along this journey here. Amen, but what's even sweeter is we get to see him here.
Yeah,
amen. 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 Woo! Amen. One day, we're going to have the ultimate family reunion.
Yeah.
Amen, that shepherd that led us. Amen, beside the still waters. Amen, that shepherd that restored my soul. Amen, that shepherd that watches over me while I'm sitting down eating at the table. Amen, that shepherd that protects me from the enemies. Look it on. Amen, that shepherd that will soon lead me past death. Amen, that shepherd. Amen, that will soon open my eyes to victory. Amen, will soon take us home. Come on, as you stand over there, give me a song. I'm done, amen. I'm about out of gas. Amen, but you know, let me tell you something. There's a fueling station today.
Yeah.
Amen, church, if those enemies looking on, amen, have got you strapped.
Amen,
those enemies looking on while you're eating is making you a little bit nervous as you look over your shoulder. Amen, we need to come to the fueling station today. And we need to come to God. Amen, to get that peace that will help us. Come to the shepherd that will guide you and lead you beside the still waters. The shepherd that will lie us to green pastures. Amen, the shepherd. Amen, that will soon lead you to the valley of death.
Yeah.
Won't you come back?
Many times in life.
Come on. Don't be nervous. God's watching over you today. If you're sick, you need healing, God's praying hands. Won't you come?
Amen.
You gotta have faith, amen. Amen. Peter had to step out of the boat, sister. Amen. He had to step out of the boat. Amen. Walk in faith, amen. The Father that was helping you.
Amen.
Step out of the boat, church. Get your feet wet. Step out of the boat. Won't you come?
For over the next year.
Won't you come?
Without regret,
amen.
Go one more verse. There you go.
Amen. Bless you, everybody.
We'll never have to walk through that valley again.
Amen.
Hey, I'm looking forward to laying it down one day.
Amen.
Hey, I'm looking forward to going home.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Going to the feet of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Leaving it all behind.
Yeah.
Amen. Never pick them up again.
Amen.
Amen. Leaving our burdens on this side of the river.
Yeah.
Amen, church. Leaving our troubles far behind.
Amen.
Amen, church. And leaving this